Congressman Jim Moran, who represents the area, and his colleague Jerry Connolly are quick to point out the silver lining for the badly needed economics of the Route 1 corridor.
We have thousands of new jobs coming to this area, and it's going to spawn tremendous economic growth.
But the relocation of more than 20,000 to Fort Belvoir is a mixed bag. At the heart of it is the DeWitt Army Hospital.
It's going to have 3,000 medical personnel staffing it. Thousands of people coming in and out every day for treatment.
Over at Murney Salon, across from the base, customer Donna Walker uses base facilities often.
If you're in one area, it's not too bad. Like when you come in where the commissary area is, but over in this area, it's bad. Yes, it is.
That other voice, Murney Miller, who has owned this shop for 36 years.
The traffic is going to be murder. I leave home now in an hour and a half trying to get here on time to come to work.
From where?
From Fredericksburg.
And that is the biggest worry.
We're going to more than double the number of personnel at Fort Belvoir, rivaling now the size of the Pentagon itself.
So improvements are being made at Route 1 and the Fairfax County Parkway, and the highway will be widened. But Connolly says even without more money to do more now, they need to look to the future.
The Richmond Highway Corridor lends itself from here to Woodbridge for light rail. We need to be looking at metro stations.
There's no metro here, but there is across the Potomac in Bethesda. More on that in our next report. Near Fort Belvoir, Hank Silverberg, WTOP News.